The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. Democrats in Virginia are crediting not only their supporters, but the man in the White House for the big win yesterday.
It's one of the only places where you might hear Democrats thanking President Trump.
Virginia has told us to end the divisiveness.
Governor-elect Ralph Northam and most others here credit a big anti-Trump sentiment in Virginia with what they say wasn't just a victory, but a game-changing evening.
America needs healers. Healers like Ralph Northam. We don't need dividers like Donald Trump.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez. Senator Mark Warner says it took Democrats, independents, and some Republicans to run up these numbers.
Also reject the kind of divisive, negative, lowest common denominator politics.
At the Northam Election Night Party in Fairfax, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
This is WMAL's Barbara Britt. Republican Ed Gillespie conceding to Democrat Ralph Northam.
As I said throughout the course of this campaign, Governor-elect Northam is a good man, and I appreciate his service to our country and our Commonwealth, and I wish him nothing but the best success as our 73rd governor.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
So Virginia Republicans are now left to wonder what went wrong.
Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chair and Senate candidate Corey Stewart says Ed Gillespie's big mistake.
He would not embrace the president's agenda. He wouldn't even invite the president of the United States to come down and campaign for him.
John Whitbeck, who chairs Virginia's Republican Party, says it's too soon to say if that was the main factor.
My preliminary look at the data is we lost his races in Northern Virginia. And if we lost him in Northern Virginia, you know, trying to be as Trump as you possibly can be is not a strategy that most people would agree was a winning one. But if we lost it in Southwest Virginia, where Trump was very strong, then maybe that is an issue.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Democrats are on the verge of taking over the Virginia House of Delegates. There are still a handful of races from yesterday that are too close to call. Their outcome will determine if the Democrats have in fact wiped out the overwhelming GOP majority in the House. One of the Democrats' wins yesterday puts Danica Rome in the House of Delegates. She defeated longtime Republican incumbent Bob Marshall. Today's the anniversary of President Donald Trump's stunning victory over Hillary Clinton. Mr. Trump will mark the occasion in Asia, where he's now on a five-nation tour. The president told reporters he considered having a big celebration party, but White House officials say there are no plans to formally mark today's occasion. The president is sending a stern warning to North Korea. And he warned China about doing business with North Korea.
Just hours before he arrived here in Beijing, he called out China by name, saying they need to sever all trade ties with North Korea. And we know that the president has said in the past that he would consider stopping all trade with any country that continues to do business with North Korea.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. Days after the Texas church shootings, investigators continue looking into gunman Devin Kelly's past and motive.
Investigators now hitting a roadblock, telling reporters that they've been unable to access the shooter's cell phone. But his online presence offering clues into his mindset ahead of the massacre. Friends say that Kelly started going after them online in recent months.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,557, the Nasdaq at 67,68. Sports, the Wizards trail all night and lose to Dallas. Alex Ovechkin scores his 13th goal of the season, but the Caps lose in Buffalo. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I would just like to take your temperature right now.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
This is a beautiful thing.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
Thank you for taking my call.
I got it.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Long Decks, the ideal choice for outdoor entertaining and relaxing. Visit longfence.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, Maryland in New Carrollton. Here we come around the outer loop side as you approach the exit for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Essentially, actually, between 450 and the BW Parkway. Crash to the shoulder. Now we have the outer loop slowing, and with that outer loop volume, it makes 50. John Hanson Highway slow to merge into that backup. Now through Chevrolet, 50 delays just inside the Beltway. Stop and go after 410. Off and on down to the exit to go into 295 South, down toward East Capitol Street, out of Riverdale. BW Parkway is hung up as well. Off the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Looks like most of this heavy volume focus to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel. 14th Street Bridge is slow into town. Here we go on 66. Didn't forget about you, but we've been uneventful as far as problems, so that's always good. But Manassas to Centerville, that's the routine. Very heavy. Again, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street, and then up to the Beltway with a brief delay there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The numbers really struggling today to get out of the upper 40s. We'll probably put it somewhere near 50. Tonight, cloudy 43. Suburbs a little colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. Next front's through. Even colder on Friday. Mostly sunny. Highs only in the low 40s. My meteorologist, Ray Stajic, from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Alexandria, 38 in Gaithersburg, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Germany's top court orders lawmakers there to recognize a third gender. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
All right, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, Jim Garrity of National Review joins us to break down Election Day 2017. Did you sleep through it? Congratulations, if so. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning. You know, there were other elections around our area as well as around the country. So let's start a little bit closer and talk about Maryland. There were some upsets. For instance, in Annapolis, the incumbent Mike Panalides lost to Gavin Buckley, the Democrat. So we had a flip there with he unseated Mike Panalides, as I said, in Annapolis. Panalides called Buckley around 9 o'clock last night to concede the race. And you have some sad news, don't you, about Annapolis?
Yeah.
And Gavin Buckley. Thank you.
So the sad news is that the Ferris wheel idea... the Ferris wheel idea was nuked a couple weeks ago. I didn't realize this, but Gavin Buckley did... I guess this became, obviously, a big issue during the campaign. Gavin Buckley announced on his Facebook page a couple weeks ago, there will be no Ferris wheel built at the city dock under my administration. He just didn't need the Ferris wheel to be the problem for him. So he needed to get the Ferris wheel thing out of the way, so he's ruled it out. But now that he's actually been elected, we should check back in with him and see if he's reconsidering the Ferris wheel.
But that was the thing that did it for him. The Ferris wheel was just too far out there.
Yeah, it was too much.
It was too much.
In 2017, right. You can't be pro Ferris wheel.
Okay.
But
we were pro Ferris wheel, I'm a little disappointed.
Like, I kind of feel like it was a Ferris wheel dog whistle, though. Like, he really supports the Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel dog whistle.
So we'll see.
All right. So there's Wednesday, and he tweeted out later in the evening last night, I'm more than ready to serve as your mayor after tonight. I couldn't have done it without every one of you. And All right, so there's a seat that was flipped. There was another seat that was flipped in, I believe it's Frederick, in Frederick, Maryland. Yes, in Frederick, Maryland, the incumbent, Randy McClement, was beaten by Michael O'Connor, 58.3% to 36.4%. Wow. That was a rout there in Frederick with Michael O'Connor winning the race there. He also a Democrat. He was an alderman. And he went for mayor and he won. So there's you know, one of the things that Democrats did, and I think was very smart, is they focused on a lot of these down ballot races. They focused on some of these smaller races, mayor and alderman and delegate. They focused on some of those races. And I think it was very smart for them because it gives them a pipeline to governor. And I think that it was brilliant. And I really wish I say it over and over again that I really wish that the Republicans would follow the Democrats' lead when it comes to some of this, because it's a brilliant strategy.
Well, look, I mean, just stretch this map out nationally for a moment. Going into yesterday, you had 32 state legislatures that were completely controlled by Republicans. You had 34 governorships, to include now West Virginia, of course, that were completely controlled by Republicans. I think Democrats have been kind of getting tired of getting their tails whipped across the board. They saw massive losses at the state and local level under the Obama administration, despite President Obama's reelection. And at some point, they needed to turn it down. You know, I think to a degree, they've bottomed out a bit, so they can only go up in some cases. The other is that they've realized how much value there is in these down-ticket fights. And that they need to have them because, as you're saying, they have to build that bench. You have to build a bench of candidates who now have experience in politics, who can serve at the local level, and who can eventually be their national stars.
Yeah, Mayor O'Connor had hoped to... McClement had hoped to continue to get his third consecutive win, but he was beaten, as we know, by O'Connor.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
And it's funny to look at the vote totals, too.
Well, that's a big one. That's 38.3% to 36.4%. That's huge. That percentage-wise is huge. But here's my thing, and I have mixed emotions about this. He was going for his third term. I'm a big fan of term limits. Right? And politicians always say to us, well, we don't need term limits because the people have the right to invoke term limits on us. Here the people invoke term limits. They said, no, you're not going to get a third term. We're going to go. Now, even though a Democrat won, in a way, I respect the power of the people to invoke term limits. That's what our politicians keep telling us we have the right to do and we should do. So I don't live in Frederick, so I can't vote for the mayor, but the people invoke term limits, so I don't know if that's necessarily horrible, terrible if you live there. In College Park, the incumbent won. Patrick won. So he has been reelected. So, but listen to this. Only 1,495 votes. That's it. 1,495 votes. Where was everybody? Nobody voted.
Where are all the non-citizens?
Stop.
They were supposed to be coming out for you. Anyway. What about New Jersey? We had a big New Jersey election yesterday, for governor.
Yeah, Democrat Phil Murphy won by double digits. Not surprising. He beat Kim Guadagno, who was the lieutenant governor. And Chris Christie is wildly unpopular right now in New Jersey. He was so popular, and he blew it. I mean, he squandered it. He squandered all his goodwill with the people. And, you know, Kim Guadagno, who really is Chris Christie's opposite in every way you can possibly be Christie's opposite.
Except for she's a Republican and she served him.
Exactly. And that's what did her in, which is really sad. The man who won, Phil Murphy, is promising, he's a former Goldman Sachs executive, just like Mayor, just like Governor Corzine. So, gee, what could possibly go wrong there? He promised free, he campaigned on free pre-K, which is free childcare, free college, free state-run a single-payer health care.
Yeah.
And he's going to legalize pot. And, and make it a sanctuary state.
Walking the line. He's like a mixture of Hillary and Bernie. Free everything, and I'm straight out of Goldman Sachs.
He came straight out and said he wanted New Jersey to be the California of the East. And he won, you dummies. Yeah, so there's that.
So New Jersey will eventually fall away in an earthquake as well.
Absolutely. But there is some hope for New Jersey. There is a man named Vito Perillo. who overturned the incumbent mayor of a town called Tinton Falls. And it's nonpartisan, so they don't run as a Democrat or a Republican. Mm-hmm. You just run. This Vito Perillo is a World War II vet. He is 93 Whoa. Years old.
Whoa.
He served with the Navy in the Pacific. He got 53% of the vote to the incumbent mayor, to the incumbent mayor's 46%. He said he wore out two pairs of shoes. He just went door to door for his campaign, knocking. That's all he did. He just went door to door. He didn't do ads. He didn't do flyers. He just went door to door campaigning.
93-year-old conducts walking campaign.
And wins.
And wins.
Yep. He said, I wanted to run because I was upset with some of the things this administration is doing. There were some lawsuits in the town that cost the borough $1.1 million in settlements and involved the police department. And the incumbent mayor was the borough police chief from 2004 to 2011. And he had a 30-year career in the police department. So I think probably that's what helped. He ran
wow.
on the issues.
Well,
you know?
Congratulations, Vito Perillo. His service continues.
Yeah, but can you imagine? Just went door to door, just knocking on every door, just talked to people.
Yeah, who are you voting for? The cute old man. I can't help it.
That's so true. That is so true. He definitely had the cute old man card going for him. So congratulations, Vito. It is now 8:15. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and let's go George Washington Parkway southbound. You're okay approaching and passing 123. It's right about the overlooks is where you'll hit the delays that take you off and on, you know, the routine down to the exit of the Key Bridge and onto the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Northbound, the volume up to the exit for Spout Run as well, but currently nothing reported in the way. Fingers crossed. Now, on the Georgetown Pike, delays continue to grow up to Swinks Mill Road. Crews were going to check to see if there was anything blocking in that area, so expect heavy delays on that stretch again of Georgetown Pike. On the 66 run, it is actually not a run. It's very slow through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, Ford, Nutley Street. No late problems. Maryland 95, earlier crash south of the ICC. That had been cleared. It's now just the volume that takes you down through to the Beltway. Getting on to 270, 370 was quite slow toward the exit ramp, and that's where they were clearing the crash. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL chilly weather channel forecast.
Yeah, it's chilly. Today it's going to be overcast, a little breezy with a high near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 43. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, a little warmer, a high around 55. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 43 degrees at 8:17. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Adirondack Tree Experts.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their November special.
Joining us right now on WMAL is Jim Garrity. He's with the National Review. And Jim, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning, sir?
Vince, Mary, thank you for having me. But let's face it. What's good about this morning?
Well, you know, I was
trying you're
to,
here.
Yeah, you're here. And you know what's good about you being here is you're going
to
explain.
And let me tell you, it's not dark enough. I don't know about you, the clouds seem gloomier today. The wind seems a little more bitter and chilly, and dark days are ahead for Virginia, I'm afraid. This was last night. If you're on the right, if you're right of center, last night was a really, really lousy election night for Republicans in Virginia.
Yeah, and one of the good things about you being here is you're going to tell us why that is, what happened. You're going to explain it all to us and make us feel better.
Sort it out.
Well, okay. Let me get that second cup of coffee, listeners, or booze at this early hour. It's not too early for that.
Never.
Look, you know, so you're going to hear an enormous amount of debate in the coming weeks about, you know, was last night's shellacking of Republicans in Virginia. And also, let's not point out, Republicans did not make the New Jersey governor's race competitive. They had further losses in the state legislature up there. And Bill de Blasio, the infamous groundhog-killing mayor of New York City, did not face a serious challenger up there. So Republicans were really 0 for 2017, at least on Election Day this year. The Republican brand is really in trouble. Now, some of this you can put at the feet of Ed Gillespie. You can probably argue that he is neither fish nor fowl. He is too establishment to really get the rural Trump voters all that fired up, but he also probably ran too much of a Trumpian message on Confederate statues and immigration and gang and you know, felon voting rights to do it in the suburbs. And Republicans just got demolished in the suburbs last night, not just in places like Fairfax County, where I live, where I can kind of tell with the old yard sign measuring stick that this was not a particularly great year for Republicans. But, you know, places like Loudoun County, Prince William County, places where Republicans were doing pretty well not that long ago, saw a really dramatic shift. And I think this is, if it had, as I'm writing in a piece to go up on National Review later today, if this had been a routine bad night for Republicans, statewide ticket loses, they lose a couple of state legislative seats, you could say, okay, this is Gillespie. You know, he's just not, he's not charismatic enough. He didn't get people fired up. Tough political environment, you know, about what you expect. When the Republican Party gets demolished top to bottom, then I think it has more to do with the guy whose name is above the fold and in the headlines every single day.
I wonder what you attribute the difference here. It may just be the advertising, but why does Jill Vogel outperform Ed Gillespie yesterday? Jill Vogel, she got more votes. She did about 50,000 votes better, and all of those votes on the top of the ticket race went instead to Ralph Northam. What was that about, considering Jill Vogel was more openly pro-Trump?
Sure. I'd love to see a more I'd love to meet the Northam Vogel voters.
Yeah.
so what was about that? I'd love to give you just a gut reaction, and I don't have the data to back this up yet. But a lot of us probably saw Ed Gillespie's campaign ads. They're all over television, and a lot of them featured, you know, the largest child porn collection in the, you know, history, featuring this this felon who was going to get his voting rights restored because of the policies that Northam supported. And I don't know about you. You hear the words child porn. Your listeners, I hope they're not turning off their radios as they hear this, right? This is ugly, horrible stuff. And even if Gillespie's right on this, it's like, why are you telling me this? Just stop. My kids are in the room. Turn off turn off the TV. Don't let them see that. That some advertising is just so hot, just so unpleasant to deal with, that I think some people just kind of recoil from that. And I didn't see a single ad for Jill Vogel. You just didn't see, down to, so a little bit of advertising from John Adams, the Republican candidate for Attorney General. But by and large, there was almost no ads in the lieutenant governor's race. And so my suspicion is that people who might have had this visceral reaction to Gillespie after that really kind of hard-edged television advertising didn't have that response when they saw Jill Vogel's name.
Well, this may, if that analysis holds up, it may be due in part to the fact that the Latino Victory Fund ad did not receive the wide broadcasting that it was intended to, because it was clipped short eventually, given events in New York City, the terrorist attack there. But that ad, I think, it was a difference in degree. It was way over the line compared to anything that Ed Gillespie ran. Yet now the Latino Victory Fund this morning saying that template worked for us. We intend to use it in other races.
Yeah, and there's a part of it's entirely possible they dodged a bullet on that one. That if everyone had seen that people would have recoiled from that and said, "Come on, you know, Republicans do not want to chase down minority children in pickup trucks." You know, when Chuck Todd gets offended, you've really gone pretty far for a group like that. You look at Gillespie's campaign. I'm putting to you, though. This is why you listen to your station, because we'll get to hear about my piece before it actually goes up online. Gillespie actually had Republicans more unified than Trump did last year. I realize there's some differences between presidential year turnout and a gubernatorial year turnout. He did about the same among independents. The single biggest difference when you look at the exit polls is this electorate was a lot more Democratic than the one last year. It was about a 7-point split in favor of the Democrats in 2016, and it was an 11-point split
yes.
in favor of the Democrats last year. When oodles and oodles of Democrats show up, Republicans are going to lose no matter what they do.
Yeah, hard to beat it. Hard to beat it when everyone shows up to support the Democrat. Thank you, Jim Garrity. As always, we'll talk to you soon about this.
All right, thanks, bud.
Nice to have you. 8:23 now on WMAL.
Pam and I purchased our timeshare in 1979. We went to our timeshare twice a year for years. Boy, I miss those days. In 2012, I lost Pam. I knew I had to get out of our timeshare because the thought of going back there was too painful for me and our children. Finally, I found Timeshare Exit Team. They got us out.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways for you to save. Replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows, and your home is going to be more comfortable this winter, and you're going to save on heating bills, and that adds up. Over the years, it's not just one-time savings. You're going to save year after year, and you're going to save even more. When you buy three windows, you get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Their windows are built specifically for our climate and just for your home. They're built right here in their own local factory, and they are professionally installed by experts. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Why? Because with the cold weather coming, that cold, if you don't have good insulation, windows, it comes in. Put your hand on your window as it gets colder. If your window feels cold, that cold air is coming in and you have to keep cranking up the thermostat, and that is money going right out. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company, or go to thompsoncreek.com. It's a sweet deal. It's 825 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, Maryland on 29 has not been our morning. Let's first start with the crash cleared. Getting into White Oak, but still with the volume southbound 29 before New Hampshire Avenue. But it is improving beyond White Oak. You do have the delays heading down toward the Trader Joe's. Now, on the northbound side of 29, just inside the Beltway, as you pass the light at Franklin Avenue, trying to get up to the Beltway, we have a four-car crash. So there's a lot going on, a lot of flashing lights as well. Southbound, you can see it, so both directions slow. On the Beltway itself, from 95 and around past 29 Colesville Road, currently with lanes open, but you're heavy on the brakes. 370 west at 270, you had a report of a crash in that stretch. On 210, getting much better. Had the accident earlier on as you head north of Palmer Road, but those delays really thinning out. Don't forget 16th Street. We have a closure with special event. 16th Street between K and I closed, and the service roadway of K to 15th, that is also closed, and that's closed till tomorrow at noon. Traffic update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Not only muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay precipitation-free, so good driving weather. Mainly cloudy, though. Not much sunshine as we move through today. A little cool north breeze, 50. Tonight, cloudy, 43. Suburbs cooler. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard Gutter System, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. And best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
Where I grew up, very few people went to college. I'm kind of the nerd in the family. I picked UMBC because they're really military friendly. My degree plan kind of went right into what I was doing at work. My coworkers would say, how does she know this stuff? To be a positive role model for my nieces, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can make the most out of your post-military career, like Shatasha Smith. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with an education to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers and the resources to help you succeed, like our dedicated advisors, Veterans Resource Center, career mentoring, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up, we're going to give you a rundown on all that election, the delegates. We haven't spoken much about the delegates, the lieutenant governor's race, the attorney general's race. And also, today is a very special day for liberals, and we'll tell you why. It's 8:30 WMAL News. That's coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Ed Gillespie made a phone call last night to the man who defeated him to win the election for governor.
Governor-elect Northam is a good man, and I appreciate his service to our country and our Commonwealth, and I wish him nothing but the best success as our 73rd governor.
In his victory speech, Northam vowed to heal the Commonwealth.
Virginia has told us to end the divisiveness, that we will not condone hatred and bigotry, and to end the politics that have torn this country apart.
Democrat Ralph Northam came up big in some important Virginia counties yesterday.
In the population centers in the Washington, D.C. suburbs that have become more and more Democratic, more Latino, more young people, more college educated, more women, more Democratic voters in the past 10, 15 years. Loudoun County used to be a swing county, 59% for the Democrat Ralph Northam. A Republican cannot win statewide if you're getting beat by almost 20 points in Loudoun County, Virginia. It just doesn't happen.
Correspondent John King. Democrats could be the majority party in the Virginia House come January. Depending on the outcome of a handful of races that are still too close to call, the Democrats could wipe out the overwhelming GOP majority in the House in Richmond. In Annapolis, Democrat Gavin Buckley has defeated incumbent Republican Mike Pantelidis to become the city's new mayor, and Tacoma Park has elected its first female majority city council. North Korea has been put on notice. President Trump warns Pyongyang leaders not to press their luck with the U.S.
President Trump delivered stinging threats to North Korea during a speech Wednesday.
The weapons you are acquiring are not making you safer. They are putting your regime in grave danger. Every step you take down this dark path increases the peril you face.
Also repeating his call for a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But Pyongyang insists his military testing plans will not change, telling CNN just before Mr. Trump's speech, "We don't care about what that mad dog may utter because we've already heard enough." I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,557, the Nasdaq at 67.68. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual. The Wizards lose to the Mavericks. The Caps lose in Buffalo. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis Ideal Standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so, and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Wish you could be all snuggled in your bed right now? We're going to show you the top work-from-home companies looking to hire you. Plus, we're giving away Mariah Carey tickets. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. ABC Tonight.
On one night,
the heart of country music beats stronger than ever.
The CMA Awards, with performances by
Garth Brooks,
Luke Bryan,
Miranda Lambert,
Thomas Rhett,
Pink.
One-of-a-kind collaboration.
Reba McEntire and Kelsey Ballerini.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Maren Morris and Niall Horan.
Plus, the biggest stars unite in the most powerful show open ever.
The CMA Awards live.
Starting tonight at 8 on ABC7. Swipe, type, or in person. 7 on Your Side sifts through today's dating apps and options and breaks down the stats to help you pick the matchmaker method that's right for you. Finding the one. Tonight at 11 after the CMAs.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through Northwest, extra volume for sure on K Street. We have a closure just off of K due to a special event, and it's closed through tomorrow at noon. So 16th Street off of K over to I Street is not accessible. And on K Street, the service lanes over to 15th Street, those are also blocked again for a special event that's going on downtown. On the George Washington Parkway south near the Overlook, we hit that solid lineup, takes you to the bridge exits over the Key Bridge into Georgetown, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge on the Constitution Avenue. Freeway slows in each direction. Boy, has some problems, Maryland, Silver Spring. Latest problem is going to be northbound side of 29 Colesville Road. Four-car crash before the Beltway slows each direction. Southbound in White Oak, that's where we had the earlier morning accident. Southbound near Stewart Lane. Might still see some remnants of that on the shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Average high this time of year, 61. Today, barely 50. Mostly cloudy, and then cloudy tonight, 43. Thursday, cloudy, 55. Friday sunshine, highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Arlington, 42 in La Plata, 43 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Okay, let's talk about these elections yesterday in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Democrats just absolutely crushing it, making a bunch of gains in the Virginia House of Delegates. We've, of course, been talking about the governor's race this morning. But in the Virginia House of Delegates, they've already gotten at least 14 seats now. And they're upset. That's just absolutely stunned everybody. And they've unseated at least 11 Republicans, and they flipped 3 seats that had been formerly occupied by Republican incumbents who were not seeking re-election. So, and then meanwhile, we've got 4 races right now that are too close to call. So they're qualifying all for recounts, and that means that the provisional ballots are going to jump into this. As of Tuesday, Republicans held 66 of those 100 seats in the House of Delegates. So the control of the House right now, which actually I heard political prognosticators yesterday thinking there's no chance. The control of the House is not in play. the House of Delegates is not in play. It's just a matter of will the Republican majority slim out. It looks like it's in play as of this morning, that the control of the Virginia House of Delegates could be decided soon.
Well, Democrats gained 16 seats, and you're now at a 50-50 split right now.
Assuming
Democrat
if all of those too close to call races settle in favor of Democrats. So one Democrat who we've had on this show, Danica Rome, did become the first openly transgender person to win elective office. Here's Danica last night.
When the negative ads started coming out, attacking transgender kids, like Robbie, Claire, everyone else is there, when those came out, we stayed on our message of 28 while decrying discrimination. This election has to prove nationwide that discrimination is a disqualifier.
Yeah, there you go. So Virginia's most socially conservative state lawmaker ousted in that race, Delegate Robert Marshall, who was beat yesterday by Danica Rome. So that happened. A whole bunch of other races. The Democrats, of course, are celebrating. Let's see here if we can get some of the results to you. In the 32nd District, Republican incumbent Tag Greason, who was first elected to the Loudoun County seat in 2009, defeated by Democrat David Reed. You've heard how much Democrats went to Loudoun County yesterday, just coming out in a wave to vote. In the 51st District, that's parts of Prince William County, Democratic challenger Hala Ayala, former cybersecurity specialist at DHS, defeated Republican incumbent Rich Anderson. Here's another upset for you. Lee Carter, a Navy veteran and self-described Democratic socialist, beat Republican delegate, the incumbent Jackson Miller, who is a member of the leadership in Richmond, in the 51st district. Over in the 31st, Democratic challenger Elizabeth Guzman beat Republican Scott Lingenfelter, who was elected to that seat back in 2001, so held it for a while. Democrat Kathy Tran carried Virginia's 42nd, picking up the seat that's currently held by Republican David Albo. And then, of course, I mentioned Danica Rome. Also, there's a squeaker going on here. Dante Tanner looks like there's a win here over Tim Hugo. The race is just 68 votes apart right now. 68 votes. So we're looking at a recount situation since they're separated by a margin enough that a recount is initiated.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, part of me in my brain, you see some of these people who have held seats for so long, you have to wonder, did they just get complacent? Because most incumbents know that they can win on name recognition. And I wonder how many of these incumbents just got complacent and just figured, oh, you know, I'm going to win again. And so there wasn't a lot of campaigning going on. There wasn't a lot of getting out there. I look at the guy that we spoke about in New Jersey who didn't really campaign. He literally just went door to door to
the 93-year-old veteran.
93-year-old guy just went door to door to door talking to people. And I wonder if that's far more effective. How many of us get mailers? You get those postcards in the mail and it's right in the recycling. I take it from the mail right in the recycling.
I got one door knock this election. It was for Ralph Northam. It was the only door knock I got.
I just wonder,
in Alexandria.
I wonder if that's more effective, though, as opposed to, you know, now you can, everybody can pause your TV. Yeah. I know I pause the TV when commercials come on, and then when I come back in, I fast forward to the program. How many people do that? I just wonder if we have to rethink. People have to rethink how they campaign.
I should also mention this race, which is notable. Democrat Chris Hurst, the former TV news anchor, you recall his girlfriend was murdered on live television in 2015. That murder, remember, shocking the country. He's won his race, an expensive one. Both he and his opponent raised over $1 million for that race. He won his race now to join the House of Delegates, and he's running on a gun control platform. Mm-hmm. So, by the way, Mike Bloomberg, gun control, center stage in Virginia. Mike Bloomberg and his Everytown organization dumped a lot of cash in support of Democrats in the Commonwealth, trying to bring more gun control to a place that's been pretty good on guns for many years. And now there seems to be a threat to that as more and more Democrats seize power. And again, the House of Delegates in the balance at this moment, weighing in the balance at this moment in terms of the balance of power.
Yeah, what's interesting is if you look at the map, the election map, and you look at the red counties versus the blue counties, it's amazing that it is almost all red. If you look at the map, it's like the electoral map from the presidential election a year ago. You have your blue pockets, but it's mostly red. And that just goes to show that people in the high population areas are voting more Democrat, and they're carrying the whole state. And they're land-wise, they're concentrated in small areas, yet they're going to dictate what happens with your gun rights in the coming years. They're going to dictate a whole lot for people who live in other parts of the state where they do hunt, they do shoot, they do use their guns, and they do believe in gun rights. And you're going to have a small minority of people, a small area that dictates what happens in the rest of the state.
Also, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax bests Jill Vogel, and an Attorney General Mark Herring beats John Adams. All Democrats now winning in those races. 844 on WMAL.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose seminars in Silver Spring, Bethesda, and Leesburg, all this week, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Tonight.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Silver Spring, doing happy dance, much better, 29. Now northbound, you can get past Franklin Avenue and up to the Beltway. Four-car crash, they quickly got that out of the roadway and no delay there, so it's not going to cost you extra time. Still have the volume, though, coming southbound 29 Columbia Pike into White Oak and down past the Trader Joe's. Had the earlier morning crash cleared. 270, what lingers here? Just some of the remaining volume briefly in Hyattstown, in Germantown, and as we head through Rockville. Now, Virginia, the latest problem right now is going to be on the service roadway. Now, the Beltway lanes are open. If you're leaving Springfield and heading past Braddock Road, you're going to see the fire department activity blocking that service roadway at Braddock Road, grabbing a lot of attention. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in as a front pushes on down toward the south. The numbers really struggling today to get out of the upper 40s. We'll probably put it somewhere near 50. On a north breeze and a cloudy sky even this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 43. Suburbs a little colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. Next front's through, even colder on Friday. Mostly sunny. Highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 43 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
You've heard about the deep discounts from Long Fence, but now you can really score big with the lowest prices of the year. All fences, decks, and pavers are now even more affordable. Visit longfence.com today.
At Long Fence.
All right, we have breaking news for you now. We take you live to the scene where people are beginning a long-planned festivity. They are doing what they say is called screaming helplessly at the sky on Election Day. I Imagine there's some Republicans out there this morning joining their liberal counterparts who are screaming a year after President Donald Trump was elected to the presidency.
Well, see, this is an event, a day to bring people together, both left and right, screaming like total lunatics in their yard at the full moon, because that's what they're going to do tonight. Although the liberals, though, are actually getting together because they don't have work to go to the next day. So they're actually getting together and they're actually planning these events in public places.
I didn't understand a one word you said.
Ron, are you okay? Ron.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Ron Burgundy, teaching us how we all handle politics in our most animal way possible.
We don't all. We don't all. You're not going to see a march, Richmond with conservatives, screaming and crying and carrying on and smashing windows and everything. You're not going to see that.
I swear I just saw Ed Gillespie outside doing this very thing.
Is that what you think?
I should have supported Trump more.
Was he the guy sleeping in our doorway and I stepped over him on the way to get in? Was that him?
Yeah, the blanket, the ratty old blanket. So remember, today's supposed to be the day that anguished liberals from Boston and Philadelphia, at least, and maybe in Washington, D.C., if we're lucky, will be screaming at the sky like deranged lunatics. They're supposed to, because they're commemorating this. Over 4,000 Facebook users in the Boston area, I'm sure that's grown by a lot now, had RSVP'd to attend that event. And they just really wanted to do it. Another 33,000 supposedly have expressed interest in attending the event at the Boston Commons. So you can buy tchotchkes in Boston and scream at the sky at the same time.
Do you think they'll be selling those hats with the ears on them, the pink ones with the ears on them, with maybe like a fun logo, scream at the sky 2017?
They sell all sorts of nonsense in the Boston Commons, so you can probably get that.
Yeah.
And just linger around and, you'll probably have to dive into the stores anyway because there'll be people outside screaming.
No. Well, you dive into the stores. Won't they break the windows and then you just walk in with everybody else and just take whatever you want and leave? Isn't that what they do? Is that their version of shopping?
Yeah, it's a loot fiesta.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. But notice the difference. Notice that conservatives aren't losing their minds. They're upset, but they're not going to go out there. They're not going to protest. They're not going to destroy property. Mm-hmm. They're not going to, spit on their opponents and assault them.
At least 3,500 people have expressed interest also in Philadelphia of doing this. So be on the lookout today. If you hear screaming, it's for a good cause.
850 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Turns out the Mediterranean diet doesn't benefit everyone. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I know, it's hard to believe, but even some great things in life have caveats. A recent Italian study found only people with high incomes or levels of education really reap the true heart-healthy benefits of the Mediterranean diet. Why? Well, the short answer, they eat higher quality foods, more fish, more organic products, and more of the carbs they consume are whole grain. The olive oil they use, a staple of the Mediterranean diet, might be higher quality as well. At the end of the day, of course, following the Mediterranean diet as best you can is better than not following it at all. So eat more fruits and vegetables, nuts, whole grains, plus fish and poultry when you can. Remember, the Mediterranean diet also allows for moderate red wine drinking. And that red wine can be as cheap as you want. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out all the hottest brand new officially licensed Nike apparel and New Era team headwear.
1-2-3!
Looking for just the right gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for yourself or others.
Whoa!
Choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere.
It don't get no better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products. Go to NFLShop.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
TheWindowMan.com thanks the brave veterans who have fought to protect our freedoms and this great nation. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. In honor of our veterans, for every estimate scheduled between now and Veterans Day, TheWindowMan.com will donate $50 to a local veterans charity. TheWindowMan.com features Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And through Veterans Day, lock in savings up to $600 on Marvin's Infinity replacement window just by scheduling your free consultation. Or choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until May 2018. Save huge on energy now and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate and save up to $600 on windows by calling 703-978-9888, visiting our hands-on showroom in Fairfax, or online at thewindowman.com. CS for financing and saving details.
Everyone deserves to feel good inside, and the experts at AirServe of Northern Virginia know how to make you feel good inside your home with indoor comfort systems that are inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate, up to 72 months interest-free financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that'll keep your comfort up and your utility bills down. Call AirServe of Northern Virginia at 571-292-3081. That's 571-292-3081.
855 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too. Enjoy. And we're trying still to get you to your destination. Virginia, the latest hang up, though, there's not a change on this crash. Inner loop of the Beltway. Beltway lanes are open at Braddock Road. It's the service roadway that's closed, but there's so much going on that service roadway. I see a number of fire and rescue units still there, so everyone's slowly checking that out. I can see why. Now, once you get past Braddock Road, the pace much improved. North of the toll road, looks like just a little stop and go left, heading toward the American Legion Bridge. 66, we're really bunched up here, trying to get through Arlington, the tunnel, and over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. And this is, looks like it's focused to go onto the East Street Expressway. And on over the Key Bridge, heavy into Georgetown. GW Parkway is still pretty solid with the rush hour. And in case you missed it, 29 Maryland, you can now go northbound at the Beltway. The four-car crash gone, as are the delays. Traffic update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay precipitation-free, so good driving weather. Mainly cloudy, though. Not much sunshine as we move through today. A little cool north breeze, 50. Tonight, cloudy, 43. Suburbs cooler. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. Help me keep my crews busy before winter arrives, and I'll help you save big on your new roof. Right now with Valor's Veterans Day sale, through the end of November, when you buy shingles for the front side of your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the back side completely free. All you pay for is the labor. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go towards our Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent Raise a Roof recipient, retired Major Randall Short of the United States Army. And hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Easy as pie. Down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you gotta take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist 777. That means you can call on Snell's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained, and Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
So, coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, what we got, Vince?
We got Congresswoman Jody Heiss joining us to talk about the Republican tax plan.
You know, we have almost forgotten about the tax plan.
I didn't forget. I want more answers.
You're so good. You know, he also never forgets. He's like an elephant. It's Chris Plant.
Yeah.
In many respects, I am very elephant-like. But,
not quite sure how to handle that, are you?
Let's see. Well, when you say... Listen, once again, not a lot to talk about today. A little bit of a... It's a bloodbath out there. It's mayhem. And it's 1 year since Hillary lost.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 60.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.